Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, and we'll read text 35 and 36. The original personality of Godhead, Mangalya cha lukanam, Shemaya cha bhavaya cha, Aste yadu kulam buddhav, Adyo nanta sakapumam, Yadbahu dandaguptayam, Swapurnyam yadavo richita, Kridanti paramanandam, Maha Purushika Iva. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The original personality of Godhead, the enjoyer, and Balaram, the primeval Lord Ananta, are staying in the ocean of the Yadu dynasty for the welfare, protection, and general progress of the entire universe. And the members of the Yadu dynasty, being protected by the arms of the Lord, are enjoying life like the residents of the spiritual sky. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As we have discussed many times, the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, resides within each and every universe in two capacities, namely as the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and the Shirodakshaya Vishnu. The Shirodakshaya Vishnu has his own planet on the northern top of the universe, and there is a great ocean of milk where the Lord resides on the bed of the Ananta incarnation of Baladeva. Thus, Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the Yadu dynasty to the ocean of milk and Sri Balarama to the Ananta where Lord Krishna resides. He has compared the citizens of Dwarka to the liberated inhabitants of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Beyond the material sky, further than we can see with our eyes, and beyond the sevenfold coverings of the universe, there is the causal ocean in which all the universes are floating like footballs. And beyond the causal ocean, there is an unlimited span of spiritual sky, generally known as the effulgence of Brahman. Within this effulgence, there are innumerable spiritual planets, and they are known as the Vaikuntha planets. Each and every Vaikuntha planet is many, many times bigger than the biggest universe within the material world, and in each of them, there are innumerable inhabitants who look exactly like Lord Vishnu. These inhabitants are known as the Mahapurushikas, or persons directly engaged in the service of the Lord. They are happy in those planets and are without any kind of misery, and they live perpetually in full youthfulness, enjoying life in full bliss and knowledge, without fear of birth, death, old age, or disease, and without the influence of Kala, eternal time. Maharaj Yudhisthira has compared the inhabitants of Dwarka to the Mahapurushikas of Vaikuntha Loka, because they are so happy with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are many references to the Vaikuntha Lokas, and they are mentioned there as Madhama, or the kingdom of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In order to hear real descriptions of the spiritual world, one must come to the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Nowhere else, in no other scripture, are there such detailed explanations of the spiritual world. Now, there are also examples of the spiritual world in the material world, especially when the Lord descends to enact his transcendental pastimes. So he brings with him all his associates, and they engage together with the Lord in his transcendental pastime in the material world. So it is possible to attain a life that is without misery, without tribulations and living happily and peacefully. So these Mahapurushikas of Vaikuntha are compared to the inhabitants of Dwarka when Krishna was present there, because they are so happy with the Lord. And we get a taste of that in the temple when we see the deities very nicely decorated and shining and beautiful, and nice kirtan going on, and classes, and prasadam, and so forth. We become happy. And we also experience this type of transcendental life. In other words, Vaikuntha, a place where there's no kunta, or misery, and anxiety. That's why people say, well, I come to the temple because I feel peace. Well, that's if the atmosphere of the temple is spiritually saturated with devotion for the Lord. There's definitely going to be peace. There's going to be tranquility. There's going to be affection for the Lord demonstrated by the service and the kirtans and so forth. And that's important because that atmosphere of cooperative devotional service is what is the hallmark of the spiritual world. Everyone's cooperating in the spiritual world to please Krishna. In the material world, everyone is arguing and fighting because they all have selfish interests. They cannot be really on the same page of benevolent and self-controlled activity based on devotion to the Lord. So we see the politicians, they're all fighting. They all have different points of view, and there's very little chance that they can harmonize their points of view. And that is example of the material world. It's just like if you have concentric circles around the same focal point, there's no intersection. But if you have circles around focal points that are different, then there's going to be intersections, and those intersections are going to result in conflict. Two people wanting the same thing at the same time for different reasons. So you have conflict. And Prabhupada said that Kali Yuga gets so bad, that every house will have its own flag, its own currency, its own laws, its own army, every house, right? Not every country. Because of this refusal to cooperate to serve the Lord. People want to serve themselves. Eventually, every house becomes a separate country with its own tax laws, etc. So we see that. Prabhupada says the number of flags in the United Nations is always increasing instead of decreasing. That means people keep breaking away, just like there was Yugoslavia and broke into three or four different countries. And there was Czechoslovakia broke into two countries. And there is Bharat, it broke into many, many different countries. There was India under the British, and then it broke up into Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh. And now there's more agitation and break off. Punjab from India, Assam from India, and so forth. So we see as time goes on, even the United States, before it was 13 colonies, now it's 50 plus colonies, not colonies, but states. And then there are states now that want to bifurcate, like California, parts of California want to be part, have their own state independent of the large state of California, and then parts of eastern Oregon want to join Idaho, and so forth. California maybe one day want to secede from the United States and have its own country. So we see this downward spiral of arguing and lusty behavior and so forth, that's Kali Yuga. But the spiritual world is full of cooperation. Everyone wants to cooperate because they all have the same goal, to please Krishna. So whether you please Krishna, I'm happy, or whether I please Krishna, you're happy, because we have the same goal, to please Krishna. There's no envy. It's not like, you know, the corporate culture in which people are trying to undermine each other in order to get ahead. In other words, they're kicking someone down for them to go up. Whereas Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is the process of kicking everyone up. And the material world, the process is kicking people down in order to go up due to one's selfish interest. So there's a real necessity for people to understand what is Vaikuntha, what is the spiritual world. And through Krishna consciousness, one can have the same thing even in the material world. It just depends on being guided by bona fide spiritual masters who have to be bona fide. They themselves should not have lusty and avaricious characters. They have to be free of those things. Lust, anger, and greed, and madness, illusion, and envy. Those things destroy one, the goodness a person may have, brings them down to the modes of passion and ignorance, and there's only deterioration and destruction under that influence. So it says here that a Vaikuntha planet is bigger. Each and every Vaikuntha planet is many times bigger than the biggest universe within the material world. Just imagine that. That one Vaikuntha planet is bigger than the biggest universe in the material world. And in each of them, there are innumerable inhabitants who look exactly like Lord Vishnu. So, if we can meditate a little bit on these points, you see what a tremendous difference there is between the material world and the spiritual world. Then we understand why would anyone want to live in a material world where there's constant anxiety and there's constant tragedy. It's like yesterday. There's a huge, it looked like an atomic bomb explosion in downtown or in Beirut. And many, many people have died, and there's thousands of people injured, and many apartment buildings and factories and shops are destroyed. All happened in a matter of minutes. And how would such a huge explosion take place? Well, they're trying to figure it out right now, but they say that there was a storage facility that had tons and tons of explosive material in it. It caught on fire and the whole thing blew up. Now, if that's true, it seems far-fetched, but if it's true, it's extreme irresponsibility that's caused untold misery to the people of this city called Beirut. I used to live in Beirut. I know what it's like there, and this thing is like a unbelievable catastrophe. No one could expect that something like that could happen. But there are explanations, because anyway, we won't go into it. But you see, that's the material world. At any time, everything can be uprooted, just like the Indians that were living in Uganda. When Idi Amin took over, he gave them 24 hours to leave, and you could only take what you could carry. And also, what you could carry was inspected and to make sure you were not taking gold and jewelry and things like that. And after living there for hundreds of years, the very affluent Indian community was wiped out in 24 hours. And all their lands were confiscated, and all the, you know, the cemeteries and whatever they had, they were all destroyed. So that's the nature of the material world. There's no predicting what can happen here. Therefore, but yes, we can predict. Everything is going to go through six stages: birth, growth, staying, giving off byproducts, dwindling, and death. So that's the nature of the material world. And during that period of six, let's say, transitions, if we waste our time eating, sleeping, mating, defending like animals, then we have a rude awakening at the moment of death that we don't know what's going to happen to us. And most likely we have to take birth again in different species and continue suffering in the material world. So therefore, we should use every moment of our life to cultivate Krishna consciousness, to help others become Krishna conscious, and to disseminate this knowledge, which is the only true knowledge of the material world, the spiritual world, of Krishna, of the living entities, and what our actual duty is in life. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions? Okay, all glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.